So in many ways, that dimension, the infinite, arises here. And this is only one way that I suggest pay attention not just to the words, but to the underlying field. Notice it. And as you go into nature, that is another way, and we will be going into that again in more detail. Also there you can be aware. I don't know if you noticed when you first arrive here, maybe when you get out of the car, or I came on this little seaplane, and the moment the engine stops and it comes in and you pilot opens the little door, it's so still here. Oh. Of course there are a few noises, birds and occasionally some human noise, but not often. And little noises here and there, water splashing, insects buzzing, but mostly it's so still, and that's why it's very helpful to be in a place like this, where on a simple auditory level, you're not bombarded with things, noisy things. And so it's so easy here to be aware of that vast stillness, to simply notice it. And certain people who are totally trapped in mind, when they are in stillness, they are looking for some kind of noise to interpret through their mind. And if they can catch a bird and then say something about it, they feel very lucky. Ah, that is it. Such not. I'm not dismissing all knowledge, but here we don't need it. There may be a place for that kind of thing, but here you can notice if you're totally trapped in mind, you're looking for some. The stillness would be unbearable almost, and you would want to try and ignore it, and look for some noise that you can have a relationship with, or interpret, or talk about, or think about, or compare, or classify. And some so-called nature lovers who know a lot about insects and birds and flowers, they miss. If they cannot free themselves from their knowledge and enter the state of not knowing, at least temporarily, at least, then they don't know that. So here the wonderful opportunity is simply to notice that dimension. And it is, I can't say it often enough, the simple fact of noticing is enough for that to arise, because that is the arising of it. And in that moment of noticing that field of stillness, there's no movement of thought in that moment. And I am certain that in many of you, in your ordinary life, that dimension of consciousness already is arising. And you may not even know it. It seems strange that you may not even know it. To the mind, it's totally insignificant. It's nothing. It will immediately deny it. The mind means thoughts. A strange thing happened when a shift of consciousness happened to this person, what looks like a person. A shift of consciousness happened, and I walked around this city, which happened to be London, after being totally burdened by an endless obsessive stream of problematic thinking, mostly concerned with me, suddenly there was freedom from that. And I walked around the city just looking at everything and feeling very peaceful, blissful, such deep peace. And only a year later, I'm saying this because I just said you might not even notice that this is arising in you. Only a year later, all I knew is deep peace. Why? I didn't know. It was wonderful, but I didn't know why. I saw a Zen master, and he just said a little thing about Zen is simply stop thinking. The ending of thought is no thought. That's it. Oh. No thought. And then I realized that I actually had had not much thought since then, since it happened. That's where the peace came from. But I didn't even know that thought had come to an end. Not completely. When it was needed, it was there. So in many of you, moments of pure awareness, another way of putting it, are there. And you may not even know it. But now you can be more aware of that process, that shift accelerates and deepens as you become aware of it. And this is very subtle. We'll go into the subtleties of that shift during this retreat, how it is connected with sense perceptions, and so on.